Appearing in Third District Court Monday, 72-year-old Brian Frederick Harlig pled to a felony charge of exploiting prostitution. County Attorney David Brickey said two misdemeanor charges against him of aiding prostitution and unlawful massage therapy were dropped. According to the charges filed earlier this year, two state investigators conducting a sting on an unlicensed massage business in the county obtained an admission from the masseuse that she was performing sets on clients for money. She said she was hired by Harlig after responding to an online ad he posted. The charges said that Harlig leased and maintained the condo, solicited customers with online ads, set up appointments for the masseuse and other women, she said, and took 10% of the earnings. The sentencing date of September 23rd was set by Judge Todd Shaughnessy. Brickey said that will allow time for a pre-sentence report to be done on the defendant.
I think partly because of the nature of the offense and the defendant's age, he wanted what's called a pre-sentence investigation report to be prepared. That report is prepared by adult probation and parole, and it typically provides both pros and cons of the types of either incarceration or probation that would be appropriate, if there's restitution, all that kind of stuff. And that report normally takes 45 days.
He said the maximum penalty for a third-degree felony charge is 0 to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. But typically, under these circumstances, he said there could be an alternative to prison time.
If the judge declines to send him to prison based on probably a criminal history that doesn't appear to justify prison, the judge can impose up to 3 years probation, a year in jail, a fine, as well as repaying the county for the services of the public defender. Could include community service or treatment if that is warranted, something that takes into consideration punishment, rehabilitation, restitution, those sort of things.
Summit County Attorney David Brickey. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.